CBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A big announcement from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who said minutes ago from Ottawa,
I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister, after the party selects its next leader through a robust, nationwide, competitive process.
Trudeau has been prime minister since 2015 and Labour Party leader since 2013. His Liberal Party has been trailing the Conservatives badly in most polls. A major winter blast of snow, ice and plunging temperatures has led to at least three deaths and thousands of cars stranded on highways. Hundreds of car accidents were reported in Virginia, Indiana, Kansas and Kentucky, and at least 300,000 customers are without power in several states. Members of Congress are trudging through today the snow to officially tally the votes from the 2024 election. This is the fourth anniversary of the violence that took place at the Capitol in 2020. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A lawsuit against several Wisconsin television stations, including some in Northeast Wisconsin, will continue. Eric Hovde, the Republican who ran for Senate against Tammy Baldwin, accused several TV stations of defamation for airing commercials by the Democratic Political Action Group, Win Senate PAC. Brown County Judge Donald Zweedmulder heard arguments Thursday on a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. He gave no ruling, but instead gave the attorneys more time to submit written arguments. The suit names the parent companies of WBAY-TV, Gray Media, Nextstar for WFRV-TV, and Scripps Media, the parent company of WGBA and WACY-TV. It also named Sinclair Broadcasting, which is the parent company of WLUK, but it did not name Fox 11 as a defendant, only Sinclair's Milwaukee station. Zweedmulder anticipates issuing a ruling in the coming weeks. Hovde was defeated by incumbent Tammy Baldwin in the November election. Incoming Senator for the 30th District, which covers the greater Green Bay area, Democrat Jamie Wall, has been appointed to two joint legislative committees and to a Senate committee. Wall will serve on the Senate Committee on Insurance, Housing, Rural Issues, and Forestry. He'll also serve on the Joint Legislative Council and the Joint Committee on Information Policy and Technology. Senate Democratic Leader Dianne Hesselbein announced the appointments last week. The 2025 Wisconsin legislative session begins today. WISS has a newsletter that comes out twice a week that is filled with stories from the Fox Valley and beyond. Subscribe today at WISS.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. WISS.FM.
The Bucks are in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Toronto tonight to take on the Raptors. Milwaukee looking to get out of a rut. They've lost four of their last five games. Doc Rivers asked if his message is getting through to his players.
I think you guys think we don't say anything or something. You know, what do you think? We're watching film and just it's quiet time? No, I mean, I'm being serious. Like, do you think we're not saying stuff? Like, we say stuff every day. What's not happening is we're getting off the bad starts. We're not moving the ball. We're not playing right. We got to play right. We've done that. We got to get back to doing it.
NFL, for the first time in 6 years, the Bears beat the Packers. It came on a last-second field goal, the final Chicago 24, Green Bay 22. Next, the Packers play the Eagles in Philly, Sunday at 3:30 in the playoffs.
We don't hang our heads about this. We just use it to learn, use it to go forward. You know, it is just disappointing because, you know, we should have won that game.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Just a smidge warmer today. Under partly cloudy skies, high temperatures will reach the low 20s. But feisty winds still gusting out of the north up to 25 miles per hour is really making it feel more like the teens. Tonight, temperatures flirt with the single digits, and for tomorrow, return to the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. the scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Jane says. Good morning. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. On the way this hour, we have a little update for you from the SS Minnow that's been stranded along Bradford Beach since, I think it's October, Greg, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while. Well, we finally have an update on the boat that's been stuck there for a while. It's become its own little tourist attraction.
That's just sad.
It's cold out. People need something to do, I guess. After 11:30 news, we will talk about the Golden Globes, which were last night celebrating Hollywood. And I'm very happy with one particular category. We will talk about that in a little bit, and then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the High and Dry edition. Stay tuned for Tisbet coming up at the very end of the show. Wanted to start off this hour, though, with travel thing. There are travel changes.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be traveling in the U.S. or abroad, it might be a little trickier because of these new requirements. Among them, if you plan to travel to the United Kingdom, you're going to have to pay a small fee on top of everything else. The new UK travel requirement could disrupt one of the largest international airplane routes. This is out of the Miami Herald. U.S. International Trade Administration shows that over 20 million people flew between the U.S. and the UK in 2023, starting on May 7th.
Wow.
Every American traveling domestically. So if you're going to fly to Kansas City or you're going to fly to Florida for a vacation, starting May 7th, Every American traveling domestically must use a real ID instead of other driver licenses or ID cards at airports. The real ID is an updated driver's license or ID card that meets federal security standards. Now, Greg, you got this not too long ago.
Yes. I got mine on my birthday, or the week of my birthday, because mine was set to expire this past year. And I will say that two things. One, don't sit there and go, wait a minute, we have to get this now? We've had to, they've been pushing it back since COVID.
Yes.
It was actually going to be mandated in 2020, and they rolled it back year by year by year, and now they're sticking by it. So we've had 4 years. But also, it is a specialized federal ID that's used for traveling. It's not a passport. As far as I know, you can still use a passport if you don't have an ID, like instead of the real ID. But like my driver's license has the little star in the upper right hand corner that denotes being a real ID. And in order to get that, it takes a little bit more than just going to the DMV or even renewing your current license. You have to go in, you have to have certain paperwork. They will send you a letter and you have to have with you. And I brought all of them. I brought my birth certificate.
Just to be on the safe side.
Yep.
That's smart.
Yep. I brought my birth certificate, my social security card, my passport, my current ID, the letter they gave me, which counts as a piece of paper that like addressed to you. And then you have to bring something that has your address on it, whether it's a bill or something that's official from the city, but you have to have documentation of who you are to get that ID. If you have that, I'm not kidding you, Jane. I was in and out in 13 minutes.
Seriously?
Yes, it was a very fast process. I mean, of course, I went after the show, after lunchtime, so it was early afternoon. But still, if you need to get one, get it now and go to their website, and it will tell you what you need. You should honestly, if your driver's license is coming up for renewal, it's best to just do this now, and you'll get a letter in the mail saying the process, the steps in order to get your real ID. But yeah, they won't let you on planes.
Right. And we don't want you to be surprised by this.
There are going to be a lot of angry people in the spring.
There are going to be yes, there are. Absolutely. So we want you to be prepared for this.
Yeah.
This real ID requirement again kicks in on May 7th.
Yep.
So you want to be prepared for that. A lot of people are going to be going on spring vacations and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Now, I tried to get a real ID. It was probably about 8 years ago.
Okay. Before it was mandated.
It was early on. It was very early on in the process.
Yeah.
And I have a passport.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought my passport.
Yeah.
I brought my birth certificate, which is a copy.
Okay.
It's not my original birth certificate. It's a copy. So it doesn't have a raised seal on it.
Yeah.
I brought my social security card that my parents gave me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I managed to hang on to that all these years, which is remarkable. But when I went to get my real ID, I was rejected.
Why?
Because she said my social security card did not have the entire piece. There was a perforated line.
Yeah.
And I was missing the part that was above the social security card on that perforated line. It's like, okay. I don't know what to tell you. This is the only social security card that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And she rejected it. So I don't have a real ID.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming now, you said you did about 8 years ago.
I think it was 7 or 8 years ago. Yeah.
I'm assuming maybe by now the strictness of it all may have been like, or they've got new methods of take. Because they didn't have, like, I had my passport, my social security card, and my birth certificate in my hand, and she took my birth certificate. She didn't ask for the social security card. She didn't ask for the, maybe because she saw them in my hands, but she didn't ask for those. If you have them, I would take them. If you don't have them, you can go to the social security website, order replacements now. You should always have it and don't carry it with you. Put it in a safe place. But
yes.
You can replace those items because, like we said, this is going to take place in May. And if you're planning on traveling, you don't have that real ID, they will turn you away most likely. And I have a feeling that on May 7th, one of the things we will be talking about is bedlam at the airport with people losing their minds because they didn't know they had to get, even though this has been enacted for a while now.
But again, it gets under the radar and people forget. And I just don't think that this has been, we haven't seen a whole lot of this in the news lately,
yeah.
Which is why it's important to just remind folks to be prepared for this. Now, you would think that a passport would supersede everything.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you think any version of ID would, like, if you have your passport and your social security card, those two things should be like, this is me.
Well, even I have a global entry card, which you mentioned.
Oh, well, a big shooter.
But to get my global entry card, I had to meet and be fingerprinted by the FBI.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shouldn't that carry a little more weight than my old social security card?
And I think at this point, it's just like, I don't know who's writing the law on this one, but I just think they, like, yeah, have them bring these things and whatever and move on. Because, like, I mean, I have TSA pre-check, and I had to go to a place and get fingerprinted, get my picture taken, sign a thing, the whole rigmarole. And, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't understand why we need to have a real ID. It's never really been explained to me other than, because, you know, if you have, like, my real ID looks exactly like my driver's license. So why doesn't my,
except for the little star.
Yeah. So why doesn't my driver's license just do? No one's.
Yeah. I guess if you don't already have one, you might have
to go through a process of getting one, but my driver's license already has a star on it, and I never did anything additional to get a real ID.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
You have a counterfeit driver's license, Calvin?
Calvin has a counterfeit. So when's the last time you got your driver's license? Like, you went to the DMV to get your driver's license?
Well, so I got it when I was 16, and I think that expired when I was 19, so maybe then.
You may have just gotten it then. I mean, you may have just had, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm telling you, I put this off for so long because I was so afraid that I was going to be missing documentation. Anytime they say bring something from home, it freaks me out because, like, I get so many things online. I don't get a lot. I don't get bills sent to my house. It's all online. And when you told me about your Social Security card, I'm like, well, I have my original and I have a replacement. What do I do? Like, am I going to walk in and just get upset? But no, I mean, I literally walked in there. It would have been sooner had I not filled out the wrong paperwork. Actually, filled out the right paperwork, doubted my intelligence, filled out another piece of paper, and then she gave me a piece of paper and said, here you go. It was the original document. But it was really quick and easy and simple. And honestly, if you have questions, just go to the DMV and ask them.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Nobody likes going to the DMV. It's not a top 20 thing to do, but we need to get this done. If you are a traveler, even within the state on a plane, just go there if you have any questions.
Starting January 8th, 2 days from now, starting on Wednesday, Americans traveling to the UK has to apply for their electronic travel authorization screening program. This costs about $13. It's good for multiple entries into the UK for 2 years. But again, I just don't think a lot of folks are aware of this.
No.
And you're going to show up for your flight and it's going to be like, yeah, you can't. You didn't pay your $13.
I mean, I think if you are traveling the world, I have a feeling that the airport is going to probably put it in there.
You can just swipe your card and do it that way.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, that's really going to screw up a lot of people.
I just have a feeling we're going to see a lot of news stories about angry people at the airport. And it's going to be this thing of like what you said. I mean, like, Real ID has not been the main story for the past 4 to 8 years, but it's been there. And if I worked TSA, I'd be like, dude, you've had nearly a decade, man. Seriously, this is not, don't yell at me.
Well, and please keep that in mind. Don't yell at those folks. They're just enforcing the law that they did not have anything to do with writing. So please don't take it out on the wrong people. That doesn't help anybody. Yeah. Matt from Middleton texted in and actually had a good point. Maybe it's got a new chip in it or something for security and authenticity. Yeah. That must be it.
Yeah. But we'll have stuff in the show notes for you to, you know, get what you need to do and just call or type it into Google. That's where I got all my information from regarding the original thing. And then they'll send you a letter. So yeah, just get it done. Take care of it. One less thing off your plate. Don't have to worry about it.
We'll have the link in our show notes to this article about what you're going to need if you're going to be traveling. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases, from wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care. Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 11:30 news, we'll do a little rundown of last night's Golden Globe Awards. I checked out the fashions, which I like to do. I did not watch the ceremony itself. I haven't seen so many of the movies. Some of the TV shows, though, I certainly have. So we will kick around the Golden Globes, and then we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the High and Dry edition. Stick around for that. Right now, though, we do have an update on the boat stranded near Bradford Beach since October. This from WISN reporter Emily Pofall. Headline reads, owners of Milwaukee's mystery boat stranded near Bradford Beach speak out. The owners say the boat washed ashore in October after they hit a storm and ran out of fuel. The boat, called Deep Thought, washed ashore between Bradford and McKinley beaches in October. Richard and Sherry Wells, who live in Mississippi, own the boat. They say they plan to retire and live on it, but as they were heading out of Milwaukee, they got stuck in a storm and ran out of fuel. After staying with the boat for 2 days and trying to get it unstuck from the sand, they went home to Mississippi and left it there.
All right.
See you later. Sherry Wells said, we had planned to get to the marina at Milwaukee, but they weren't able to make it. The couple said the Coast Guard is charging them $400 a day to leave the boat where it is.
Holy cow. Wait, how long has it been? It's been since October?
It's been there since October.
Oh, Mother Glory.
They said it's going to cost anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000 to have the boat removed.
On top of the fees.
A U.S. Coast Guard spokesperson, though, told Channel 12 they are not charging the couple any fees. This is their statement, quote, the U.S. Coast Guard is not charging any involved party any fees at this time. The statement claiming the Coast Guard is charging the owners around $400 a day for the boat is false. Neither the salvage company nor the Coast Guard have been able to get in contact with the owners for several weeks. This article is the first time we've heard anything from the owners since shortly after their boat became stranded last year. So the boat got stuck and they just went home.
God.
Didn't contact anybody, didn't contact the Coast Guard, didn't say, oh, by the way, that boat that's stuck, that might be ours.
Well, what do you want to do? Just leave it. I don't know. Let's go home. Like, that's crazy pants to me.
Since it washed up, Deep Thoughts, the name of the boat has been renamed the Minnow. Passersby have adorned it with stickers graffiti and Christmas lights, the Minnow now has its own Google Maps designation.
We did it, America. We did it. Wait, is the boat's name Deep Thought or Deep Thoughts?
Deep Thought.
Okay, here's where, as a nerd, do I have a problem with this. If you're not familiar with Deep Thought, that comes from, I'm assuming it is a reference to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Deep Thought is the smartest computer ever to be created. It calculates the question of life, the universe, and everything. And that's a whole other book I could talk about, but I won't. Point is, this was not a smart move by people. Like, the gas, the running it ashore, the leaving it. The whole thing speaks to people who do not deserve boat life.
A salvage company called Jerry Salvage, we talked about this last week, had already tried and failed to tow it. The company says they spent around $18,000. And they were unable to free the stranded boat. Sherry Wells says she'll continue to work with the salvage company to get the boat towed and pay them back for the work. She does say, it's cheered me up seeing the videos of everybody doing stuff with our boat. They didn't know who we were, but it kind of seemed like they were having the fun that we wanted to have. I guess I would just say to those folks, maybe you should have a refresher boat owner course.
I mean,
like making sure you have enough fuel.
Yes. Yeah. Let's start there. Let's make that top
just
the
basics.
List. Let's make that top of the list. What I don't understand still, and I know you explained this to me, but with the amount of time they spent on it, how 1 to 2 to 3 devices haven't been brought in to just yank it out. Like, at this point, you can't push it, you can't trudge it. It seems like it needs a very big action, but at this point, you think it would have happened. Like, literally, just sitting there. It is sitting there on the beach.
Well, and now it's kind of formed its own sandbar.
Yes, it's
which
becoming
is the problem, which is why they can't get it out of there.
It's becoming part of our ecosystem. It's still my boat. I'm claiming it as my boat. It's my boat. No one's touched it. It's my boat now. Jane, you want to go hang out on my boat?
I do find it kind of remarkable that, again, according to the Coast Guard, they were unable to contact these people. They didn't even know who these people were. These people never contacted them and said, oh, by the way, that boat that's stuck there, that's ours. But I'm confused as there has to be a registration number to a boat, right?
This is not a difficult for the Coast Guard. This should be like a 3-click thing. You know,
to find out who owns it.
Exactly. Like, this should not be this shouldn't be we're bereft of ideas here at the U.S. Coast Guard. How are we ever? It's like we don't have certain searchable mechanisms to find the owner of a boat.
Well, at least now we know who the owners are.
This is going to be a movie, Jane. Someone's going to make a really terrible movie out of this, and I want to watch it. I will watch it.
Like the Rampaging Squirrel movie.
Yes.
It'll be something like that.
Yes. It'll be called Boats Adrift, Boats Ashore.
Boatsy McBoatface, still stuck. News is coming up next when we return. Golden Globes. We'll run down the list of winners. That's all on the way. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the vast, statewide, countrywide, and yes, global on the app, Civic Media Radio Network. Would not scare my pony on my boat out on the sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean and set me up on my pony on my boat. Set me up on my pony. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Marinette County couple has been sentenced to prison for sexually assaulting a child and incest of a child. 56-year-old Ronald Novak and Danielle Novak, 45, of Pembine, were convicted in a joint trial in October. Ronald Novak was sentenced to a total of 35 years in prison and 20 years extended supervision. Danielle Novak was sentenced to a total of 15 years in prison and 11 years of extended supervision. If promised tariffs from the incoming administration come to pass, it will likely mean higher fuel costs here in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
President Donald Trump is promising tariffs on imported products from overseas as well as from our neighbors to the north and south once he takes office. How would a tariff on imported oil from Canada affect gas prices in the Midwest? Here's Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy.
Definitely the Midwest and Rockies. These are the two regions of the country that have long had stable access and pipelines that flow directly down from Canada. And that's why the Great Lakes and Rockies would be much more affected by this tariff potentially than anyone else.
DeHaan says that the increased cost of oil due to the tariffs and the added cost for refining it into fuel would be passed down to consumers here in the Midwest.
Never before have we seen basically the system that has worked, right? The status quo for decades could suddenly massively change overnight if Trump implements these massive tariffs. Having a tariff on Canadian oil, which is the primary oil we refine here in the Great Lakes, that would have a catastrophic impact on the type of oil that refineries here in our region are paying. And that's why it would be passed down to us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Without tariffs, gas prices are expected to stay below $3 per gallon for several weeks here in Wisconsin. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. To some people, life is just downtime between superhero movies. Ultra fans of Spider-Man are experiencing that downtime and probably trying to decipher rumors regarding their favorite web-spinning superhero. Andrew Garfield addressed his potential involvement in Spider-Man 4, which is currently in the works. Tom Holland is signed on to the project, but other than that, little else is known. Garfield disappointed his fans and put the kibosh on his potential appearance, telling GQ the only thing that might bring him back one day would be if he had 5 kids and needed to pay for tuition. Two words for you, Andrew. Community college. Jeremy Allen White is getting high praise for his portrayal of Bruce Springsteen by none other than Bruce Springsteen. The Bear actor plays the boss in the upcoming Bruce-based biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In a recent interview on SiriusXM, Springsteen said not only does he think White is a good actor, but praised his singing as well. Deliver Me From Nowhere will be released sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Just a smidge warmer today. Under partly cloudy skies, high temperatures will reach the low 20s. But feisty winds still gusting out of the north up to 25 miles per hour is really making it feel more like the teens. Tonight, temperatures flirt with the single digits, and for tomorrow, return to the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Jane, you're on mute.
Good morning.
There it is.
And welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. It's nice when the mic's not muted. Jane, Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up to wrap up the show, this shouldn't be a thing. Today it's the high and dry edition. If you ever have a thing that you think should not be, and again, we know in 2025, there's going to be a whole bunch of things that shouldn't be.
Yes.
We'll cover those in other parts of the show.
Yeah.
We try to keep the very end a little bit lighter. So if you ever have anything you think would fit, send it in to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. You can use that same email address if you have a guest that you think would be great for the show. If there's a topic going on in your community, no matter where you live across the state, let us know and we will be happy to look into that. So Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Golden Globes last night, hosted by comedian Nikki Glaser.
Fantastic job.
From everything I saw, she did an amazing job.
Yeah, we have, I clipped up a few examples of her opening. I got a couple of opening speeches, and her mid-cap review, her mid-show review is great. Calvin, can we play the first clip from that?
Now, some of you may know me as a stand-up comedian and from my appearances on Roast, but I am not here to roast you tonight. I want you to know that, and how could I, really? You're all so famous, so talented, so powerful. I mean, you could really do anything. I mean, except tell the country who to vote for. But it's okay. You'll get them next time.
I love the, oh.
If there is one. I'm scared. Ariana, hold my finger.
That's just an example of where she went last night for her opening speech.
It sounds pretty gentle, though.
Oh, yeah. If you don't know Nikki.
In comparison to what Ricky Gervais has done the Golden Globes many, many times.
Yes. Yeah, he's hosted 5 times and he holds nothing back. But the thing is that Nikki Glaser is, she can be very, very harsh in her roast. She can hit you real hard. And she understood the assignment for what she wanted to do. You know, I mean, Ricky Gervais is like, I don't care. Well, I think Nikki Glaser does care about her career, and Ricky Gervais is going to continue to be rich off The Office forever. And,
yeah.
But she was fantastic. And I mean, they were genuinely laughing at jokes. It wasn't that weird Hollywood.
Oh, you're so funny.
I'll destroy you, child.
I'm delighted. I'm delighted because Tina Fey and
Amy Poehler.
Yes. They hosted the Golden Globes too, but it's, yeah. Women don't get that slot very often.
They don't. And Nikki Glaser, I mean, like, not so much about that slot of hosting, but I think one of the reasons why is because when you put a woman in there, they make commentary about the lack of representation in those ceremonies and those awards. And, you know, Hollywood people aren't the best. They think they're doing the good work, Jane. You know, this year, we hired an Asian lady in this movie. We're doing the good work. But when you point out the strict lack of diversity in directing and acting and writing and especially jobs of power, real power production,
yeah.
I think you get it's like, let's just have a fun year this year. But Nikki Glaser brought it. It was great.
The Brutalist was named Best Drama. Amelia Perez, Best Comedy Musical. I am only vaguely familiar with both of those. The Brutalist, starring Adrian Brody. The other big winner was, on the TV side at least, was Shogun.
Yeah. Yes.
Won Best Television Series for Drama. I am delighted about this. I feel vindicated. Hacks was named Best Television Series in a Musical or Comedy. Not The Bear, which is not a comedy and should not be in that category. So I am delighted that Hex beat The Bear.
But who won for Best Actor in a non-drama comedy. Jeremy Allen White for the Bear. So just get over it.
That's fine.
Oh.
But again, just
Hollywood, you have Jane's permission. It's fine.
I just think the Bear is not a comedy, okay, and it does not fit in that category. And they stuck it in that category because they figured they could win there.
I don't think that's true at all. I think they stuck in that category because when the show first came out, it was more comedy than it is now. So
I haven't watched it since the first season, yeah. So I'm kind of behind on that.
Oh, and not at all biased.
No, of course not. Not at all biased. If you haven't seen Hacks yet,
it's fantastic.
It is incredible.
Yeah, it's I love Gene Smart, and I love that this has been I love seeing rebirths or the rediscovering of these comedic legends. Because to me, I grew up with Gene Smart on Designing Women.
I was going to say,
I've known of her for 40 years, and that whole thing of like, oh, where have they been? Well, they haven't gone anywhere. They do theater. They do smaller movies. They may take a break, but you know, when they come back, they'll come back strong. And Jean Smart does not waste time. She is so, so, so good.
Yeah. It's her performance is spectacular. Hannah Einbinder is her sidekick in that, who did not win. Jean Smart did win. And Hannah Einbinder, by the way, in Hacks, is Lorraine Newman from Saturday Night Live's daughter.
That's her in real life?
In real life.
Oh. Learn something new every day.
Right.
One of the things, we have a clip of this, and I believe it's the next clip. I think this is very interesting. Nikki Glaser pointing out the fact that, you know, when we were younger, there was a delineation between TV actors and movie stars.
Big time.
And Calvin, I believe it's the second clip. If you could play that for us.
Some absolute Hollywood legends. I mean, we have got some huge movie stars here tonight. Kate Winslet is here, Kate Blanchett, Colin Farrell, and let's not forget so many huge TV stars as well. Kate Winslet, Kate Blanchett, Colin Farrell. I mean, even Oscar-winning actor Eddie Redmayne did TV this year. He is nominated for Peacock's The Day of the Jackal, yes? Yes, it's about a top secret elite sniper that no one can find because he's on Peacock.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I watched that entire show at the end of it. I went, I don't know why I watched this at all. It was kind of boring and whatever, but TV, what are you going to do?
She makes a really good point, though, because there was a point in time when movie actors would never.
Oh.
That was a sign of the decline of your career if you had to do television.
If you saw your favorite actors from the films and the TV shows, or even worse, showing up on like a Love American Style or a Love Boat, you're like, oh you're done. So so Hollywood doesn't want you anymore. Sorry. But yeah, that's not the case anymore.
Yeah, it was like the band equivalent of going to state fairs after doing stadiums.
Oh, dang.
Right?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. But they're still playing music and making more money than me. So
there's that.
There were a lot of great. Of course, we got the speeches and one that stuck out to me was the gentleman who he's an actor from Japan, Tanabu Asano, who won for
Shogun,
which
won a whole bunch.
And it's an amazing show. It's so beautifully shot. It's just intense. And he got up there and made a very quick statement because he had to get on a plane. Calvin, you want to play that clip?
Wow. So maybe you don't know me. So I'm an actor from Japan. And my name is Tadanobu Asano. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So I'm during the filming. So I have to come back to Tokyo tonight. And tomorrow morning, I go to shooting again. So, but this is very big present for me. Thank you so much. Thank you, Shogun team. Thank you, everybody. I'm very happy. Thank you.
Can you imagine that? Like, when you think about these events, you think of like the glitz and the glamour showing up in the limo, and you get to hang out and drink and eat. And then afterwards, you're going to go to a party. Not this guy. He won his award, probably got up and then went into a car and went back to the airport because he had to go back to Japan, if I'm not mistaken, to start filming again. I mean, that is, my goodness.
Well, and I think what's so great about speeches like that is that they are obviously not planned. It wasn't, you know, he didn't script it out. He didn't practice it. It's just a genuine emotion coming from folks who are really overwhelmed. And I think that it just makes you feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love when he's like, you don't know me. You might not know me. I'm an actor from Japan. You're like, fair. But guess what?
They're gonna
know you now because you are Golden Globe award-winning actor Tadanobu Asano.
Where can you watch Shogun?
You can watch it on Hulu. It's on Hulu. It's an FX. If the next FX show on Hulu, you can also actually watch it on Disney Plus because Disney owns everything. So, but yeah, it's a very intense show based off the book. And I don't know anyone who was like, nah, it's fine. Everyone I know watched it, loved it very much so. And I just want to play one more clip. And this was, so halfway through the show, Nikki Glaser does a mid-show recap, and she does something very funny, if you can play that one.
So much has already happened in the first half, and the acceptance speeches have been on fire. Who got shouted out the most? Let's look at the numbers. All right, cast and crew are leading the way with 11 mentions. Moms are holding strong with 3 shout-outs. God, creator of the universe, 0 mentions. And Mario Lopez, host of Access Hollywood, 1. All right. No surprise in this godless town.
I just love that stuff. I mean, especially for the actors, I mean, yes, they're beautiful, they're rich, but even still, like, do you want to be somewhere for 5 to 8 hours of your day in a dress or tuxedo with cameras pointing at you? So, I mean, the fact that they could make them laugh, it was very fun to watch those clips.
Well, I always thought of the Golden Globes as a drinkier Oscars.
Yeah, exactly. It's a boozier, right? Oscars. Yeah,
it's a boozier Oscars. Yeah. It's a lot looser and just not quite so formal. So going down the recap of winners in the Golden Globes last night, for Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, Amelia Perez was the winner. Best Motion Picture was The Brutalist. Best Performance by a Male in a Drama, Adrienne Brody from The Brutalist. Best Female Motion Picture in a Drama, Ferranda Torres from I'm Still Here. Best TV Series, as we just heard, Shogun was the winner. Best Performance by a Female in a TV Series, Anna Sawi, also from Shogun. Best Television Series, Musical or Comedy, it was Hacks, as it should be.
All right.
And Cinematic and Box Office Achievements, Wicked. Not a surprise.
Oh, God. I don't know if we won't have time for that. She made a very, very wonderful joke about Wicked at Joker 2's expense. Because that movie
really
sucked and did nothing and will win nothing because no one cares about it.
That was the one with Lady Gaga, right?
Correct. Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. All right. And one more winner, Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Motion Picture, Demi Moore. The Substance, that was kind of that horror movie, I believe, about plastic surgery.
Yes.
I remember, yes. And can I just say, Demi Moore looks amazing.
Yeah, and I have a feeling, so I watched the show Landman with Billy Bob Thornton. She's on it. She hasn't done a lot this season. I have a feeling in season 2, it's going to pick up because it's like, you're Demi Moore. My goodness, give her more. But yeah, so.
More than just a peripheral character.
Exactly.
All right, stay with us. When we return, we will wrap everything up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the High and Dry edition. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Voting Rights Act of 1965, Section 2, included opportunity for communities of minority voters to elect the congressional candidate of their choice by creating a majority-minority voting district. In 2025, Alabama, for the first time in history, has two black members of Congress. It wasn't easy. Alabama's population is almost 27% black, yet the state had only one majority-minority congressional district out of seven after the 2020 redistricting cycle. Voters sued under the Voting Rights Act, and in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court in Allen v. Milligan determined the legislature had intentionally diluted black voting power. Alabama's federal district court ordered new maps, which the legislature and governor defied, refusing to create a second majority-minority district. Finally, in October 2023, the court chose a map drawn by a court-appointed expert, which included a second black district. Black Alabamian Shamari Figures, son of civil rights activists, won the second congressional district 55% to 45%. The Milligan decision was long-awaited justice for black Alabamians, but a Supreme Court decision in a South Carolina gerrymandering case may narrow already weakened Voting Rights Act protections. We have more on the Milligan decision and its consequences at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. Coming up in just a little bit, we have the news heading your way, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2, Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4, Dom Salvia 4 to 6, Pete Schwabba with Nightlight, really nice way to wrap down your evening, Nightlight from 6 to 8 p.m., and then tomorrow morning, bright and early, we start it all over again, 6 to 8, with Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. He will be joining us tomorrow at 10:33, and of course, Earl Ingram kicking it off from on WAUK at 8 a.m., right before us here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So stay right here. It is 11:52. That means, Calvin, it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
And of course, if you ever have a thing that you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This one from Sky News. Headline reads, Mosh Pit Nappy, designed to avoid queues at Gig Lose, sells out.
Now, Jane, you have experience in the world of England. You know they say different things.
My husband is English.
He is English. Can you translate to the good listeners of the show what they mean when they say nappy?
They mean a diaper.
Yes, they do.
So I would change this into American and put Mosh Pit Diaper, designed to avoid lines at long bathroom lines, sells out.
Yep. Although America's really adopting queues. I hear a lot of Americans say queue.
Yeah, queue is catching on. Lou, not so much.
No.
The black pleather accessory includes metal studs and chains and prevents bathroom breaks from spoiling your concert. An adult incontinence nappy designed for concert goers to avoid long queues at toilets is on sale. A limited edition pit diaper specifically for mosh pits at concerts was available for around $75 until it sold out. It sold out.
Yeah, of course it did. I'm a metalhead. I get this. This is made for people like me. I'm in my late 40s.
Are you familiar with this U.S. company, Liquid Death?
Yes, they make water. Wonderful, delicious water.
A sparkling water brand known for its unusual heavy metal style images and marketing.
Yeah.
The promotional material for this nappy says, quote, if you've been to a concert, you know the scariest place isn't the mosh pit. It's the bathroom.
Ooh.
Now you can avoid having to brave that hellscape with the new pit diaper. Adding it helps fans relieve themselves in the safety of the mosh pit. Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Jane. Would you say that to someone who was wearing, you know, adult diapers and just living their life? Some people have issues. I accept them for who they are.
But that's not what this is.
Jane, I'm not hearing you right now.
This is people who are too lazy to leave the mosh pit to go to the restroom and then come back.
We're going to say potato, potato. You see it as that way. I see it as guys who look like me or who are older who can't stop dressing like 19-year-old skateboarders who are like, I want to get in the pit. And they're like, oh, no. And then, you know, they may go to the bathroom, but they're not going to make the run. So, hey, man, we live in a state where they invented something called a stadium pal for Packer fans. I cannot judge anyone on this.
You make a good point there, unfortunately.
Thank you very much.
I would just think it would be so uncomfortable after a certain period of time.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, the power of metal, Jane, is full force.
Is that what it is?
It takes over your entire body. It's not until 2 minutes after you walk out of the venue, you're going to be like, oh, God, I'm covered in wee. Ugh.
The company has teamed up with an adult incontinence brand to produce the black pleather accessory, which includes metal studs and chains, apparently to give a little oomph to your diaper action.
Get a little oompy to your dookie. Well, I say rock on, my friends. Don't let your weakened bladders hamper the love for metal music. The metal always wins.
Liquid Death also has some other merchandise, including Miss Fortune cookies. Fortune cookies, but have bad fortunes. A soap designed for psychopaths. And a can of drink duct taped to a wall for $5.2 million. That's equating itself to the banana
that's,
on the wall.
That's called social commentary. That's social commentary right there.
kind of love that. Liquid Death.
We should get sponsored by them, Jane.
Sure, we'll work on that.
Really good water.
And you would forget it. I'm not going to follow it down to its ultimate path. You get the water at the beginning and you catch it at the end. There you go.
It is.
It's a full circle thing. That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
News is coming up next. We will be back with you tomorrow with Pat Kreitlow at 10:33. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay with us right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Congress holds a joint session today to finalize the 2024 election results. It comes 2 weeks before President-elect Trump is sworn into office. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
Members of the House and Senate will traipse through the snow as they make their way to the joint session. The process will have Vice President Harris overseeing the count and announcing that Donald Trump has defeated her. It's a duty Al Gore similarly performed after his loss to George W. Bush 24 years ago. Congress passed the Electoral Count Reform Act in 2022 to clarify the vice president's role is strictly ministerial. She has no power to set aside a state's electoral votes.
The same winter storm that's impacting Washington, D.C. is also crippling parts of the Midwest and South. The ice and snowy mix has also led to more than 1,300 flight cancellations. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau formally announced today he's stepping down as the Liberal Party leader and in March as prime minister. He says in hopes of ending the stalemate in Parliament. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale.